time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' 4-2 win over the Red Sox on Sunday afternoon.
That extra day of rest give you a little more confidence to keep Flores out there to get out of that jam at the end of 99 pitches?
He threw more than he ever had with us the last start. Then we gave him an extra day or 2 days. I don't remember, was it 1 or 2 days? But for me, it was built up to be able to do that, and he felt good. So I thought the fastball once again got better as the game went on. His pitch mix has really improved over the course of this year, and a lot more confidence in this changeup I thought was good against a really tough left-handed hitting lineup, and really competes well. Yeah, I'm hopeful. I mean, we only had 3 hits today, so we made use of some walks and that throwing error and a couple homers. But I think Adley's going to start swinging the bat better, and Gunn's been swinging the bat. He's throwing the bat great this series. Well, he's got, if you notice, like his fastballs, a lot of his fastballs are misses that are up just because he's got a lot of hop and ride to his hop to his fastball. So I just think in 3-2, he gets it's pretty unpredictable, but he's also got a really sneaky heater that the hitter has to be aware of. And I just think he bears down really, really well, and there's not a whole lot of panic out there either. You know, he's really, really under control, and the game doesn't speed up on him. What's that? Yeah.
In terms of navigating the runners that he had on base, stranding all those guys, what does he really do well when he has guys on?
Well, I think it's just what I said. I don't think the situation he doesn't get too amped up or too, antsy out there. I think he's super relaxed throughout his outing. So he's able to slow the game down, even with a pitch clock, able to slow the game down. That's why he actually got called on one today, because he does use his time between pitches to just kind of reset. And he's really professional and mature, and he just really goes on to the next pitch really, really well because he's got, a lot of years of experience here and overseas. It's an amazing stat. I heard about that before his last one. It's I want to say yes. That would be great. We could really use it. So love to have our bullpen guys, start pitching better and give us some more options down there. And hopefully Albert can continue the great ride he's on. I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to win a game right now. So I don't have time for picking up any new hobbies. Plus, I'm too old.
They have a lefty pocket at the top of the order. Did you consider Aiken at all there late, or is Dominguez your guy now in the ninth inning?
I went with Dominguez there. He got out of that inning in the eighth inning, and then we were going to live and die with Dominguez. Now, those guys can't pitch every single night, so we have – we have 8 guys in our pen. Those 3 guys have pitched the majority of the time when we have the lead. We have to have these other 4 or 5 guys be able to impact us positively also out of the bullpen. It's really, really important. We're not going to be able to pitch these 3 guys every single night.
Brandon, seems like, now that you have this last few years, this 3-batter minimum with your relievers. Can't hide him from the left-handed guys, and he is more vulnerable to left-handed guys. Is there anything that you can adjust?
If you look at his numbers, they're not terrible against left-handed. It stands out because of the time in the game and usually the pinch hit. But it's Yeah, it's that makes it challenging. And, you know, he got a big punch out on Gasper there and a really, really good changeup. So when his changeup's doing that, he's got a way better shot. You know, he left the ball up to Yoshida last night, you know, made a middle pitch in a 2-2 count with an open base against the lefty. So I think just limiting those and getting some swing and miss on the changeup and having the changeup a little more consistent. But, yeah, it makes it really challenging. We have, like I said a few couple days ago, you know, we have guys that are really one-sided. And so teams like this that can line change on you, you know, Perez faced the first 3 out of 4, he faced righties because he's going to have to be able to do that because I can't protect you. And then he didn't get the lefties out the next inning. So, but we got to be able to navigate through that. You got to be able to get outs in that situation because of the 3-batter minimum. It's your hands are tied.
Yeah.